With an update from WindsorNewsToday.ca, I'm Adele Loisel. So far, Windsor Mayor Drew Dilkin's petition calling on the feds to deliver on their promises to Stellantis has just over 1,500 signatures. He's holding a news conference later this morning about the ongoing impasse. It started more than 2 weeks ago when Stellantis said it was reviewing its contingency plans for the EV battery plant. It wants the same support it would get if it moved the plant to the U.S., and Dilkin's fears Stellantis will move the module plant to the U.S. if the federal government doesn't step up. Canada's labor shortage seems to depend on how much education you have. Stats Canada says it doesn't exist for those jobs requiring a bachelor's degree or more. The number of unemployed with those qualifications outnumbers available jobs. It suggests other factors are to blame for vacancies requiring a higher education. On the other hand, there's a glut of openings for jobs requiring high school or less. In total, vacancies across the country number just under a million. Police in Chatham-Kent are investigating a fatal crash on 9th Line and Merlin Road that claimed the life of a Wheatley man. A vehicle went into a ditch Saturday night and a 27-year-old man died. If you go to our webpage, you'll find photos of two suspects wanted after tools worth more than $2,800 were stolen. They were in a van parked on Pitt Street West back in mid-April. A house fire early Saturday morning in Windsor is now listed as accidental. Damage is around $125,000. Several people are out of their home after the fire on Novello Crescent in the East End, but nobody was hurt. Thousands of people living in a suburb of Halifax have been asked to leave because of an out-of-control wildfire. Global News says several buildings have gone up in flames. A Halifax fire district chief says all hell has broken loose. In Alberta, 17 fires continue to burn out of control. It's election day in Alberta. The Canadian Press says it could be a tight race between incumbent Daniel Smith and the United Conservative Party and former Premier Rachel Notley and the NDP. And Open Air Weekends is back this coming weekend in Amherstburg. It's a tradition that started during the pandemic. Businesses open their doors and restaurants extend their patios. There's music and activities too, and that's every weekend until Labor Day. Canada beat Germany 5-2 and won the gold medal at the Men's World Hockey Championship, 3-0 for the Jays against the Twins, and the Tigers beat the White Sox 6-5. Sunshine, hot today, a high of 29 is on the way. Tonight will be clear, down to 14. Sunny, 30 tomorrow, or 22 near Lake Erie, and sunny the rest of the week, too. For more on these and other stories, go to WindsorNewsToday.ca.